Well, a few weeks ago, I stumbled across an Instagram reel from a woman who said, "My husband got fired 2 weeks after our daughter was born." So I decided to put all of our savings into pursuing a Disney wine glass business. Please stay just 9 seconds to support us through this hardship. And would you look at these Disney-themed glasses? Aren't they cool? Handmade, too. They just make me want to stare out a castle window and burst into singing. Don't you just love stories like this, when someone takes one of life's toughest blows and turns it into something truly magical? I knew that this was a business I had to support, and that's why I headed to her website, Royalty Cups, to check out the full Disney Princess collection. They've got one named after each Disney princess, but I ended up buying the Ariel because of its unique seashell shape and because she was actually my first crush as a kid. I couldn't wait to receive it and enjoy a refreshing mermaid martini. But I continued to see her posts show up in my feed promoting these glasses. And when I went to check out her profile, I noticed that the same reel about her husband has been reposted I don't know how many times. Ain't got time. Wait a minute, this one says he was fired 3 weeks after the baby was born. Okay, was it 2 weeks or three? And didn't she say it was a baby girl? 'Cause this baby sure doesn't look like a girl. And this isn't even the same dad. How many baby daddies does this lady have? I started searching for these men and they've both been ripped off of other TikTok accounts that have nothing to do with wine glasses. So what's going on here? This is when I decide that it's time to do a deep dive into this account, and I learned that for the past year she's been uploading variations of this video multiple times a week trying to get her story out. But at some point this little startup of hers ran into some trouble when she was sued by Disney. And apparently she has the doorbell footage of a cop serving her with papers.
I can't believe I was crying like that.
And now she needs help raising money for the legal fees to save her black-owned business. That's just gonna have to wait a while. Okay, why exactly would Disney sue you over these glasses? There's no Disney IP in the designs, and just because Ariel is a mermaid doesn't mean that Disney has the rights to all seashells. Also, why would Disney send a local policeman to serve you? Trademark infringement is a civil matter, not a criminal one. They just write you a letter. And look who he's handing the papers to. They're not even black. So I'm all sorts of confused, and I reverse image search this cop and I can see that he's in all kinds of TikTok videos serving papers to business owners. My gosh, this cop is busy. Here's a guy getting sued by Casio for making custom watches. Isn't that sad? And here's another angle of our friend getting sued by Disney.
Hey, ma'am, Officer Garcia of Westfield PD. Are you Miss Bernalis?
Yes.
The Walt Disney Company has filed a lawsuit naming you as a defendant.
Disney?
The only person who might get sued by Disney is me for sharing these videos that use the song Almost There from Princess and the Frog. I'm starting to ask myself, what did I just buy? I'm scared to find out. You know, anytime you shop online, especially if it's from a questionable website, you should be using a VPN. And I recommend Surfshark VPN, the sponsor of this video. Because here's the thing, most people don't realize that when you visit random online stores, you're not just buying a product, you're handing over your IP address, your location, your device info, and a whole lot more to people you know absolutely nothing about. That's where Surfshark comes in. Surfshark hides your real IP address and encrypts your connection so that these sketchy sites and trackers behind them can't quietly build a profile on you while you're just trying to check it out. And it's not just for suspicious websites. Price discrimination is a real thing. Some sites literally show you different prices based on where you live or what they think that you can afford. With Surfshark, you can change your virtual location and make sure you're not getting the "this guy looks like he'll pay more" price. So before you go buying anything from the internet, especially after watching this video, do yourselves a favor and go to surfshark.com/pleasantgreen and use code PLEASANTGREEN to get 4 extra months for free. Protect your data and protect your wallet. And now let's get back to this scam. Now, why does this woman look different in every single video she posts? These are three very different women. I'll admit, I'm still pretty new to TikTok, but is this normal? Have people abandoned traditional marketing in favor of tugging at your heartstrings and guilting you into buying their products? Here's a little fun exercise for you. Go to TikTok and do a search for Stay 9 Seconds and see what pops up. Here's a poor old man saying that he's about to lose his farm and he wants you to stick around and see the slippers that he's selling to raise money. Here's a girl who totally isn't AI generated pleading with you to buy a handmade watch from her.
If you can find it in your heart to give me a share, I would really appreciate it.
Stick around for 9 seconds and hear the sad story about this vet trying to sell his custom military mugs.
Can you guys please stay 8 seconds to save my failing military mug business?
Or this vet trying to sell some blankets. And what's more embarrassing is that people are actually falling for this. Look at these comments. These accounts are just stitching videos of sad people or this sweet old man who isn't a farmer and isn't selling slippers. He's just on TikTok telling corny jokes.
Why did the chicken cross the playground? To get to the other slide.
But what are the people behind these accounts actually selling? Are these products really handmade with love and care by the struggling souls in these videos? What kind of seashell glass is going to show up in my mailbox? That's when I start reverse image searching this thing, and I can see an item just like it is being sold by a company called The Simplified Girl, who's also making reels with Disney songs. Closer, closer. Seems like all their glasses are the same. So who is the real manufacturer of these? Then I see they're even being sold on Amazon. This one's almost half the price, and it ships with Amazon Prime. So I placed an order for both, one from Simplified Girl and then one from Amazon, because I want to see them up close. And the Amazon one arrived the very next day. Meanwhile, the Royalty Cup girl whose husband lost his job hasn't even shipped it yet. But let's see what we've got from Amazon. I did a little unboxing review for you and can see that this is a Chinese-made product from a company called Singhao. And it looks about what I expected it to look like. Okay, cool. But I'm sure the handmade ones are better, right? I soon was notified that the Simplified Girl's glass shipped, but check out where it's coming from. It had better not be the same glass. It's the exact same glass! Please tell me that these are just knockoffs of the original, handcrafted, black-owned business glasses made with real Disney magic. If only the thing would ship so I could find out. I started wondering if it even would ship, but soon enough I see it moving, and wouldn't you know it, it's coming from China. You gotta be kidding me. So I write to Royalty Cups on Instagram, the same account posting these sad sob stories begging for business. I said, "Hi, do you know when I can expect my glass?" She asks for my order number and says it's been shipped, and I say, "Where's it coming from?" She says, "Any of our small locations in the US. We notify a closer warehouse to you. They ship it, but due to being a fragile item, shipping is expensive on our end and a little slower." And I'm like, "It says it's in China." She says, "It's on its route." And I'm like, "From China?" She said, "We import materials boxes from there, but the order will be within the US." What does that mean? It's not coming from the US. It's coming from China. It's already been manufactured. And something tells me that the manufacturing process didn't look like this. I then sent her a link to the Simplified Girl, who seems to be selling the exact same glass. Except, of course, it's a redirect link that I created with Grabify. And because she's not using a VPN when she clicks it, I can see her IP address, and it's in Gatineau, Canada. And this whole time I thought she was running a black-owned business here in the good old USA. Now the website says, "While we're proudly an American business, our growing fan base has allowed us to expand our operations. We now work with trusted partner factories in multiple locations to meet demand while maintaining our high-quality standards. Rest assured, every cup is crafted with the same attention to detail and love, no matter where it's made." Yeah, that's a long way of saying made in China. She writes back and says that the Simplified Girl is also her, but she prices them differently for different audiences. So I guess I'm about to get the same glass. So I backed off because I wanted to see what was going to arrive, and nearly 3 weeks later, it came. And as you can see, it's different? Wow, it's the same size and the same shape, but no paint. It's honestly not bad. Except it looks nothing like the thing that I ordered. Maybe I bought the last one from her other company, the Simplified Girl. And here's the really funny part. You can hop on Alibaba and buy these things in bulk for only $4.50 each. They even have multiple colors for you to choose from. Meanwhile, this person, whoever they are, is likely running a drop shipping play, paying a couple dollars per glass and flipping them for $55 with a tragic TikTok backstory about how it's lovingly handmade by a poor, oppressed, hardworking artisan. So I follow up with them and I say, "Hello, thank you for the glass. It arrived." They say, "Hey, no worries. I hope you like them." I said, "Oh, so are you the one who started the business after your husband lost his job?" "Yeah, it is me, but now it's been over a year." Then I said, "Is this also your company?" And I sent her the Alibaba page, the place where she most likely is getting them from. And she blocked me after that. I guess I have my answer. I just don't think it's a very good business practice to lie about the origin of your products and elicit sympathy from your customers in order to make a sale. Plenty of people source material from China, and there's nothing wrong with that. You should just be honest about it. In fact, you've inspired me, lady. I'm gonna start a business to compete with you. And if I get enough interest, I'm gonna launch a business called Mermaid Martinis, and I'll buy these glasses in bulk for $4, and I'm gonna undercut you by selling them for $10. And then every time I launch a video, we'll all celebrate with a dirty Dr. Pepper. Well, let's toast to you, Royalty Cups and Simplified Girl. You've shown us how to spot deceptive advertising. I hope Disney doesn't sue either of us, and I'll see you all in the next video.